Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for the 18th of April, the 10th of Nisan, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 4 of Nazir, Mishnah Bet. Hareini Nazir, I will become a Nazir. Ve'at, and how about you? So a husband is becoming a Nazir and suggesting to his wife, maybe she wants to as well. Ve'amra Amen. She says Amen, she says Amen, she confirms, affirms. Amen is an amazing word, a lashon of emuna, of belief, of affirmation, confirmation. So she's basically saying, yes, me too. So what if the husband then decides, you know what, maybe it wasn't such a good idea. So mefer et shelah, the husband has the right to annul her vow of nazirut, as we talked about yesterday, v'shelo kayim. And even if he does so, his neder still exists. He's still a nazir. Mefarshim point out, actually, if he didn't just suggest, if he didn't say va'at, what about you? If he was sort of pushing her towards being a Nazir, strongly suggesting it, and then maybe he would be unable to annul her vow if she actually follows his stronger suggestion. Now, how about Hareini Nazira? She's becoming a Nazir, the wife, ve'ata, and she says, what about you to the husband? Va'amar Amen, and he says Amen, he confirms, he will do it too. He cannot annul her neder, because after all, as we explained yesterday, if he bases his vow of Nazirut on his wife's vow of Nazirut, that's also upholding her vow of Nazirut. He can no longer annul that. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha, there was a woman, Shenadra b'Nazir. She became a Nazir. And now it goes wrong. V'haita shota v'yayin, and she started drinking wine, u'matama l'meitim, and getting exposed to corpse impurity. Harezu, behold, this woman sofeget et ha'arbaim. She will get 40 lashes. Now, we've mentioned that among the prohibitions of the Nazir is drinking wine, consuming grape products, and being exposed to ritual impurity, but we didn't mention the punishment yet. That's called makot. It's getting lashes, the famous 39 lashes. Now, the Mishnah brings a variation. What if she made a vow to become a Nazir, and somebody went and told her husband right when this happened, hefer law, and the husband annulled this vow. Now, the husband's sitting back home, hefer law baila. The husband annuls the vow. He's back at home. She's in the bar drinking wine. V'hi lo yada. She doesn't know that she's been annulled. Shehefer law baila, that he annulled the vow. Haita shota b'yayin, she started drinking wine, metame l'meitim, or being exposed to impurity. And of course, this is also when people there are telling her, listen, you're a Nazir, you're a Nazira, you can't drink that. You can't, you know, be exposed to that. And she says, I know. Then she'd be liable to get the lashes. But in this case, since her husband has annulled the neder, eina sofeget d'arbayim, she does not receive lashes. Now, it's interesting because she thinks she's a Nazira. She thinks it's forbidden for her to drink wine, and she's going ahead and drinking wine anyway. But since Lamaisa, she's no longer a Nazira. She's been annulled. That Nazirut has been annulled by her husband. She doesn't get the 39 lashes of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, Im eina sofeget d'arbayim, if we can't give her biblical level lashes, the 40 lashes, which really are 39, Tispog makot mardut. She should get lashes of rebelliousness. Makot mardut is a rabbinic level punishment, and it is sometimes administered when it's impossible to administer a biblical level punishment, but this person really needs to get punished anyway. Many sources say it's more lenient than the actual 39 lashes of biblical fame, and some say that there's a lashon in the Gemara, that there are certain circumstances where the rabbis could, in theory, if the situation really called for it, continue whipping the guy until his nefesh would leave him. So there might be a little bit of lenience, of leeway granted to the rabbis to decide exactly how much lashes to lash such a person, depending on the circumstances. If you need to prevent murders or prevent averot, maybe they'd be more stringent. Yashar kochachem and zay gezunt.